Hello and welcome to Red Red Wine on a Sunday. I'm Jerry, your host, and tonight is an all-cover show. So let's get right back into them with two bands covering the one and only T-Rex.
We sat down to play together in the basement of my parents' home right here in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. It sounded a lot like it sounds today.
I could never understand the winds at all. Was like a ball of love. Never see the cosmic sea was like a bumblebee. And when I'm sad, I slide. I had never kissed a car before. It's like a dog. I have always on my own before a school's escape. And when I'm sad, I slide. I'm sad, I slide.
If you have not already heard, we lost a certified power pop genius this last week. Yes, Pat D'Annunzio, the lead singer and songwriter of the Smithereens, passed away, leaving a musical legacy that is hard to measure. Hook's lyrics, his voice, yes, I was a fan, and if you go back to episode number 36 of this little show, you can hear a tribute to the band. You just heard the band cover T-Rex's The Slider, which I took from a compilation put together by the website called Power Pop Criminals. The compilation is called Tributes or Not Tributes, and the Smithereens version of The Slider can be found on the second volume. One thing I like to do on the cover show is go over the ground rules for the show, and one of the ground rules is to let you know about websites I love, and Power Pop Criminals is one of them. The author has not been posting much lately, the author that is, but the website is full of music, including all 10 volumes of the Tributes or Not Tributes compilations. Let's see, before the Smithereens you heard a band called Department S and their cover of Solid Gold Easy Action from another compilation, this one called Oh Yes We Can, Love, The History of Glam Rock. Department S was a London-based band, best known for their single called Is Vic There, pressed up in 1980 and produced by Mott the Hoople members Buffin and Overend Watts. The song you heard was the B-side to that single. Starting the set off was Cheap Trick with a cover of The Move's Blackberry Way from the band's release of this year called We're All Alright. I have to thank Jeremy Porter and the Tucos for suggesting that one from one of my favorite bands. That takes care of ground rule number two, play songs suggested by you, the kind listener to the show. Up next, one of my favorite songs ever, covered by a bunch of Swedes.
Maybe that's the way today she brought back. Maybe this is the last time.
I never thought I'd see today.
Suggestion by Darren, the English punk band Penetration, with a cover of the Buzzcocks' I Don't Mind, which was recently released on a Pledge Music 7-inch on the Polestar label. Darren notes that the band originally formed in 77, but has reformed to record that song, and it is fitting that former Buzzcocks drummer John Mayer is now in the band. Before Penetration, you heard the band Psychotic Youth with their cover of the classic song All Kinds of Girls. I took that from a compilation called I Want to Be a Real Kid, a tribute to the real kids. Another ground rules I have for this little show is that I rip songs from the vinyl that is sitting in the Pinhead Studios archives. Here's a rip of the Kingsmen from the Volume 3 album.
I love my girl, she
back, 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 back,
back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back,
when you're angry. I can't get your love, I can't get satisfaction. Only a real psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
Mouse and the Traps hailed from Tyler, Texas, and recorded a handful of 7-inchers in the late 60s, including that one, a cover of the Count 5's Psychotic Reaction. I took that from a compilation of the band's output called Public Execution, and you can find it originally on an HBR label 45 under the name Positively 13th O'Clock. Before that, some Lee Rocker with Please Don't Touch from his 1999 release called Blue Suede Nights. As many of you know, Lee Rocker was a founding member of the Stray Cats, and he went on to release 9 solo albums, of which Blue Suede Nights is his 4th. Starting this one off, you heard the song Don't You Just Know It from the Volume 3 album by the Kingsmen. That song was originally recorded by Huey, Piano Smith, and the Clowns, and has been covered by the likes of the Sonics, Dr. Feelgood, and the Swingin' Neckbreakers, to name just a few. I ripped it from the Wand label album that I picked up at a garage sale just a few years ago. This one was originally owned by Carmen, as she has emblazoned her name on both sides of the label, as well as the back cover of the album. You know, I wonder where Carmen is now, and if she remembers her Kingsmen album. Yeah, if only the wax could talk. Alright, on to more covers. This next one featuring a Boston ska band covering an English psych rock band.
Hey! You know what I think? I think you two folks have this whole problem left. None of this nonsense about exercise and fresh air and sunshine when you could be devoting yourself to something really important like drink. Now, what do we start with? Something nice, cold, and tall? Or shall I just push you a real short glass?
Oh, yes, it is that time of the show to quench the thirst, lubricate the throat, and have a bit of red, red wine. Now, that is exactly what I have in my glass. You were saying, Jerry, you always have red, red wine in your glass. No, this is red, red wine, as in a wine from Oregon's Rogue Valley called red, red wine. Oh, I get it, yes. I got it on my trip up to the Pacific Northwest last week. The winery is Cliff Creek Cellars and is located in the town of Gold Hill, and the vineyard that the grapes for this wine are sourced is in Applegate, Oregon, a few miles down the road. So without further ado, let's toast the fine art of the cover song. Cheers. Yes, now this is lubricating the throat nicely. Sorry, I sounded a little bit hoarse earlier. Made it a bit of wine, and this is a really nice red blend. The website for the wine notes that the grapes used for the blend were 72% Syrah, 25% Tempranillo, and 3% Malbec. The color is dark, almost black, and pretty typical of a Syrah. The nose has a nice vanilla note with hints of the fruit on the tongue. More fruit and spice finishing off with some nice balance and a hint of acidity. This one is going to go great with the tri-tip I'm grilling tonight. I've rubbed it with a garlic and herb concoction that the wine should complement nicely. So another ground rule, explored toast to the subject of the week and to the fine contributors to the show. So here's to Jer, Kate, Darren, John, Tony, and Greg. Salute. All right, back to the music. I played, and to Kate, who I mentioned, she suggested the cover of Fat Bottom Girls that I played just before the wine. The band is Jackson Firebird, and it is from the band's 2015 release called Shake the Breakdown. The band hails from Mildura, Australia, and Shake the Breakdown is their second release. Their Face Mask page lists their influences as The Black Keys, AC/DC, John Spencer, Spiderbait, the Black Crows, and UMI. Nice list. And yes, I hear a bunch of those bands in that song, but mostly I hear Queen, as it is, of course, a Brian May Penn song from the great jazz album of 78. Let's see, before the Jackson Firebird, you heard the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with their cover of the Small Faces Tin Soldiers from the Don't Know How to Party album of 93. Don't you just know it? That's a song coming up later in the show. Alright, another ground rule around here is that I lurk in the new release aisle of the interwebs and bring to you some stuff I have found. So let's start out with a bit of quiet slang.
Here comes Dick, he's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. Same hair, revolution, same build, evolution. Tomorrow who's gonna fuss? And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous. Gender, and they love each other so androgynous.
each other so androgynous.
Songs that first and foremost speak to your own heart. You know, your songs and your lyrics are an expression of your inner life and what you see around you, and hopefully the other members of the band react to them.
Try
The band is the Prefab Messiahs. The song, Everything You Know. And the album is Psychsploitation Today. They hail from Boston and call their genre left field OG garage psych pop. I have to thank Tony for sending that one my way, and we will be hearing more from that on future shows. Love that album. Before the Prefab Messiahs, you heard another sort of messiah. Kind of a replacements messiah, as in one Alex James and his band Beach Slang, when he goes acoustic, just called Quiet Slang. He is covering the Replacements Androgynous there, and I ripped that from a beautiful purple and pink swirled vinyl 7-inch released in October on the Polyvinyl record label. Up next, some Transplants doing Madness.
Nazi boys in nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing fools, smashing at the wall or two. Lot of teachers in the pub, passing round the ready rug, trying not to think about when lunchtime broke or ring again. Roll up all we had, but did it really turn so bad? All we learned in school is how to bend, not break the rule. But at the time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make a difference to the day.
Quiet masters had enough today. All the kids have gone away, gone to fight with Exo School. Every time that is the rule, sits alone and spends his day. Same old backsides again, all the small ones tell the tales, walking home and squatching still. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned in school was how to bend, not break the rules. Oh, what fun we had, but at the time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make it different to the day. Lots of girls and lots of boys, lots of smells and lots of noise, playing football in the park, kicking pushbacks after dark, baggy trousers, dirty shirts, pulling air and eating dirt, teacher comes and breaking it up, the air with a plastic gun. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned in school was how to bend, not break the rules. Oh, what fun we had, but at the time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make a difference to the day.
Marie Marie, playing guitar on the back porch, I sit in my car. Why sing so sad, Marie Marie? Marie Marie, well it's so lonely in these farmlands, so come with me to the bright lights of downtown Marie Marie. I said, hey, pretty girl, don't you understand? I just want to be your loving man, Marie Marie. Sun is down in the cornfields, the evening is dark, and you sing so sad, Marie Marie. Marie Marie, well I got 2 weeks in back pay and there's gas in my car, and you folks say I must go, Marie Marie. I said, hey, a pretty girl, don't you understand? I just want to pick your loving man, Marie Marie. I'm playing guitar on the back porch, I sit in my car. Why you sing so sad, Marie Marie? guitar on the back porch. I sit in my car. Why she sings so sad, Marie Marie? Why she sings so sad, Marie Marie? Why she sings so sad, Marie Marie?
The Lincolns are Teddy Boy rockers from Adelaide, Australia, and have released two albums. The second of which you heard the song Marie Marie from. That album is called King of the Coop. Before that, some Transplants were the cover of Madness's Baggy Trousers. The Transplants are, of course, led by one Tim Armstrong and released a 5-song EP on red 10-inch vinyl called A Take Cover. I think it was just this last October that contains that song and four other covers. Interesting, as they released just 1,000 of these, and it seems that it has become kind of a collector's item already, with 3 copies up on Discogs, going for around 50 smackers. Well, I got it on MP3, and the 10-inch vinyl won't fit in the juke, so I'm good for now, at least. Oh yeah, as I mentioned in last week's show, I did stop at the Sub Pop store in Seattle, and was a good little consumer.
Don't misery.
When I returned from my trip up north on Thursday afternoon, I was greeted with a nice flat 12-inch square package, which can only mean that I had a new slab of vinyl to left. You just heard the first song on the A-side of the debut album from the Royal Panics. Yes, that's the one I got. The band is led by one Greg Hoy, who you have heard on the show before. The song I played is called Sucker of the Century, written about me, of course. No, just kidding. But I am a sucker for vinyl, and this one is stellar. Head on over to the Bandcamp machine, type in Royal Panics, and get on that button that says Buy. Now take a look at the page and scroll down a bit. A quote from the venerable Jack Rabbit appears. Having served up several solo slabs over a decade plus, recording with Steve Albini and Jay Robbins even, Greg ups his ante with his four-year San Francisco band's debut, the clearest, thickest statement of his long-standing love of punky garage rock and roll power pop constellations. Similar to 2016's Stranglers, cars like Greg Hoy and the Boys, Corker, Fromo, Yolo, Ono, which I've played before, back to Jack, and underlined by the standout opener, Sucker of the Century, one pictures this ballsy trio playing Sunday afternoon at Bottom of the Hill with Rubber City Rebels, Dogs, Real Kids, and other big guitars, big riffs, big tunes outfits that prize early Kinks and Who discs. Anti Machine even reprises the All Day and All the Night Can Explain Herky Jerk riff, The Clash Inverted Twice. Wow. Nice writing there, Jack. And you have to laugh at the birds, so you want to be a rock and roll star. Pattern-referenced PBR, pretentious, bearded, radical. Right on. Yes, right on, Jack. And you are right on with that review. And we'll go right on to the band Bully, who I played before, the Hoy Man. The song is Spiral, and it is from the album Losing, which, bought at the Sub Pop store at the airport and got the Loser Edition because, hey, I'm a loser. And the Loser Edition is characterized by having been pressed up on clear vinyl with a ghost of a black swirl embedded in it. So, hey, maybe I'm a winner with that gorgeous vinyl version. Well, the album is a winner, and you will be hearing more from this one as well as the Royal Panics in the coming weeks.
Nothing to do.
rock and roll is dead, at least according to that song of the same name from the band Prima Donna. I ripped it from the Rocketman 7-inch slab of vinyl that the band released back in 2013, and then included in the great Nine Lives and 45s album of 2015, one of my favorites of that year. Now that, my friends, is a cover of the power pop band The Raspberries. On the Prima Donna's Face Mess page, I see a test pressing of what looks to be a 12-inch slab of vinyl, so here's hoping for a new one from them soon. Before Prima Donna, you heard The Shods covering the band Them. Before that, with the song Here Comes the Night from a TKO label 7-inch released back in 99. The Shods hail from Lowell, Massachusetts, and have four albums and a couple of 7-inchers to their name. Now, if you have ever listened to my real punk radio brother Greg and his show The Rock and Roll Manifesto, chances are you have heard the band, as Greg is an acolyte, much like my reverence of the Mats. The Dirt Bombs hail from Detroit, and I played their version of the song Nothing to Do by Sparks to start the set off. That one I ripped from the In the Red label 7-inch release back in 2008. Let's head back about 30 years and get some kinks out. And yes, we have moved into the 7-inch vinyl of the section, vinyl section of the show. Another one of those ground rules.
Yeah.
it's like a take no prisoners kind of attitude, where if you like it, fine. If you don't, see it. You know, and that's what I see in those early pictures. You know, it's a lot of fun. I see us as we were then. We're still the same, but with all the changes that life brings, you know.
Forget your partner, get on the floor. It's the fun of it, I'm gonna rock it some more. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll. Soul, you're 9 years old. They're gonna rock, they're gonna roll, they're gonna jump, they're gonna dive, they're gonna rock and roll, just to die tonight. Everybody now, all that fun to him. Hey, go on. Well, I rocked last night, I rocked the night before. I'm going out tonight, I'm gonna rock some more. They're gonna rock. Well, great baby, by my hand, you put up close pressure, not again. You start at the hoop, you jig it on down. Swing it, baby, round, round, round. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll, we're gonna jump, we're gonna dive. We're gonna rock and roll, jump to the dive tonight.
Ripped from the Rock Paradise 7-inch slab, you just heard the band Pat McGinnis and his two stars in a cover of Mr. Curtis Gordon. A song of rock, roll, jump and jive. Picked that up on my trip to the Rock Universe store in Paris this last summer. Before Mr. McGinnis, you heard the Strange Boys with their cover of the classic Baby Please Don't Go, ripped from another In the Red 7-inch, this one also from 2008. Let's see, the matrix number for this one is ITR160, and for the Dirt Bombs, it's 149. Pretty close there. Love that label. Starting this off, some Kinks working out. The Richard Berry classic Louie Louie from a record store release of 2015 called Kink Size. That one was originally recorded back in 65. I picked up that Kink Size 7-incher at the Everyday Music store in Portland this last week, just after browsing away at the Powell's Books just down the street. Got a few Christmas presents for the family at the Powell's and a few Christmas presents for the Juke at Everyday Music. And for me, I guess, some Hank Ballard and a bit of the Amboy Dukes as well from that store. You know, I love The Who, and I've already talked about the Smithereens, so what is better than the Smithereens doing The Who? Not much.
I looked under the chairs, I looked under the tables, tried to find the key to 50 million fables. They call me the seeker. I've been searching low and high. I won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die. Till the day I die.
a smile. Now look at my face and this is brown. I'm happy when life's good, and when it's bad I cry. I got values but I don't know how or why. I'm looking for me, you're looking for you. We're looking in at each other and we don't know what to do. You call me seeking, I've been searching low and high. Won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die.
I'm most proud of the fact that we never really did compromise. We designed records that were meant to sound as good today as when we recorded them 30 years ago.
Another ground rule: play at least one song that encompasses the orbit of the Replacements. There you heard a rip from the UK 7-inch single of Aching to Be, the B-side, a live version of Another Girl, Another Planet, a cover of the song originally done by the Only Ones. Before the match, the Smithereens with a Seeker from an Enigma 7-inch release back in 86. As the B-side to the great Strangers When We Meet. You know, the Smithereens recorded a track-by-track tribute to Who's Tommy. Greatness, if you ask me, and highly recommended. I've got one more song for you tonight, but before I play it, a couple of things. First off tonight, the regulars covering Red Red Wine on a Sunday. Now, the regulars consisted of Jer, who suggested Cheap Trick to start the show, and John, who suggested the brand spanking new Cheap Trick that will end the show. Yes, great minds think alike. Also, in the coming weeks, let's see, in 2 weeks I'll be playing the best of 2017, at least according to the listeners to the show, and I'll throw in a few there too, as well. If you have any songs to suggest for that show, email me at redvidwineonasunday@gmail.com. Oh, and next week, well, now next week. Let's see, there is a fat man. And what does he do? I think he's dressed in red, too, or something like that. That's right, he gets his ass all black by going down the chimney. Hogwash. Why doesn't he just come in the front door? And hey, this year, please don't mess around with those silly toys. We just want the cash. You know the story, right, Santa? Or should we call you Father Christmas? Now that I that you handed over to me, yeah, give it all to me, all that cash. We can get more vinyl that way to play on Red Red Wine on a Sunday.
Incidentally, it's been wonderful being able to bring you our recorded music that you've requested. And in the future, ladies and gentlemen, if you think of some number you'd like me to record, let me know, because I enjoy making records of the numbers you want most to hear. And George is suggesting right now that it's time to go.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
She was tall and cool and witchy. She dressed as black as gold.
it makes me happy, you know, that we had some sort of meaning in anyone's life. I mean, that's a major achievement, that the music meant something and still means something.
Sometimes I feel it weak, and I dream of her behind the wall asleep.